I'm going to play the opening track on a new CD, and I'm not going to tell you who it is. There's not a chance you're going to figure it out. Let's see if I'm wrong. That's Sigur Rós. Did you get that? Yep, the band from Iceland. They're really more known for making music that sounds like this. For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, and all of this music can be found on a new CD by Sigur Rós. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce the name of the CD, but it translates to, "With a buzz in our ears, we play endlessly." This is the second track on the CD. It's uncharacteristically upbeat. Sigur Rós, give it a listen.
Sýngur á litli syngur, alltaf þér aðal.
Sigur Rós. Their new CD, recorded in New York, London, and Reykjavik, comes out on the 24th of June in the U.S. In the months to come, there'll be more, a book, then a film. On the making of the CD, information can be found on the band's website. And if you want to see what the titles of the song look like when I put them through my spell checker, go to the All Songs Considered blog. It's a trip. This week on the All Songs Considered blog, I put a post up about bands you either love or hate. The first band that came to mind was the duo called Sparks. Sparks are brothers Ron and Russell Mayall. Sparks made records beginning in the 1970s, and those are the ones I loved, though they've just put out their 21st album. The closest thing to the sound of Sparks was early Roxy music, though that's not quite a perfect comparison. Maybe taking a David Bowie album and speeding it up to 45 might not be a bad description. Anyway, I thought I'd play some Sparks for you, and if you can think of a band that you love but others probably can't stand, go to the All Songs Considered blog and put up a post. This song from the LP Come On to My House is called This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us. I love that. Sparks, from their third album, their 1974 disc called Come On to My House. And if there's a band you can think of that you love that others probably just can't stand, go to the All Songs Considered blog and look for Old Music Tuesday, a post called Sparks, and put up your thoughts. I was struck listening to Sparks and that song, how contemporary it all seemed. Then, about 4 hours later, I was listening to the Wolf Parade album, the one that we featured back in April. It's just coming out now, and I thought, Sparks.
The dying light was nearly ended by the time we reached the water's edge.
stampeded to keep you away. Don't be surprised.
Wolf Parade, the CD is a good one, and it's called At Mount Zoomer, which is also the name of their recording studio. Here's something I thought was drop dead gorgeous. It's by Eric Chenault, and like Wolf Parade, Eric's from Canada. Eric's a well-established musician in the underground and improvisational music scene in Toronto. This CD has an improvisational feel to it, so it's sometimes hard to figure out where it's going, but at the same time, it's earnest and it's heartfelt. This song is called Rest Your Daylights.
Rest, rest your daylights. Now the twilight, all the stars arm in arm, gladly close and a long time ain't just for the living anymore. There'll be old times, there'll be old feelings. Fall like anyone, twilight's on me.
The music of Eric Chenow from a CD called Sloppy Ground. The song we just heard was called Rest Your Daylights. This Sardinian guitar is a monster of a guitar. It's huge. It's bigger than a cello. In the hands of Paolo Angeli, the Sardinian guitar is a Frankenstein. You see, Paolo Angeli took the Sardinian guitar and modified it. He attached piano-like mechanical hammers to the body of the instrument, and those hammers strike the strings. They're controlled by 6 foot pedals, one for each string. And then there are 14 electric pickups and microphones, so he can alter the sound even more. And then a set of 4 propellers that spin wildly around, some of them striking other sets of strings, and they can set up a rhythmic pattern. Oh, and I didn't want to forget that Paolo Angelì bows this thing as well as plays it like a regular guitar. It's a sight you'll have to see to believe. I'll put a video of this on our blog. Paolo Angelì uses the Sardinian guitar to play the music of another wonderfully crazed inventive musician, Fred Frith, and the music of Björk. It's all on a new CD called Tessuti, Frith and Björk Covers. This is the song that closes the album, the Björk song called Hyperballad.
Thank you.
The music is Björk's, played here on a Sardinian prepared guitar by musician Paolo Angeli. The CD's called Tessuti, Frith, and Björk Covers. The Dandy Warhols have a new CD. You can buy it on their website. They had an amicable split with Capitol Records, the label they were with since 1997. This new CD is called Earth to the Dandy Warhols. It includes a 14-minute densely layered final track, and the end of that track echoes the opening to the CD. So you can actually put the CD on and seamlessly loop the entire CD. This track opens the disc. It's called The World Come On. A reminder, our concert series continues with the magnificent sounds of Shearwater and one of the best African bands ever, Orchestra Baobab. Subscribe to the All Songs Considered Live Concert Podcast, and those shows and dozens more will be available for you to carry around. We started a series of concerts here at my desk at NPR. They're casual and intimate, and we put video of them on our concert podcast as well. We'll be posting our tiny desk concert with Sam Phillips soon. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Let's listen to the music of the Dandy Warhols. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.